producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
He sounded like Bob Zanotti.
Bob's our staff announcer, so to speak. He's going to sue you now for stealing his voice.
Okay, yeah.
Theft of voice. There you go. I'm going to ask you kind of an offhanded question based on something that you talked about earlier. You don't believe in ancient astronauts, do you?
I believe that, statistically speaking, it is more likely that aliens visited us in the past than they are visiting us right now, simply because of the long time period we're looking at. I don't think we have enough really indisputable evidence that, the aliens definitely visited us in the past, but I think it's possible that it occurred. And having said that, that's, you know, not based on any scientific evidence.
Have you read the stories and the legends as to where they think we see indications of ET visitation?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I spent some time talking with Eric Von Daniken himself just a few years ago. And I found him to be a great guy. I mean, very, very bright and very personable. I really enjoy his presentations. I think Göbekli Tepe is a very strange place, and I have no idea how that stuff got there. Do I think aliens made it? I have no idea. My approach would be more to say, you know, I really don't know, but rather than say aliens made it, I just sort of say, hey, that's one of the really weird things in this world, and I think it needs to be studied more. I leave it for the anthropologists and the archaeologists and the engineers to try and figure out how those were made. I've actually earlier in my career, I was into archaeoastronomy, and I actually published a couple of papers on some interesting linear mounds and petroforms up here in Canada that made it into some archaeoastronomy journals, where a particular arrangement of boulders left by indigenous peoples many years ago. And one of the alignments seemed to, you know, be in line with the rising of the moon on the solstice or something like that. It's very interesting to see how a lot of the older cultures that we think, you know, really weren't that advanced had very significant knowledge about what was going on in the sky, which doesn't really surprise me because, you know, it's hard to imagine that in these days where, you know, you've got people listening to us right now on their phones and tablets as they're riding on the bus or in a train somewhere, and, you know, you have a computer in the palm of your hand and you can turn on cable television and see, you know, stream, you know, 1,000 different types of movies in one night. Not that long ago, entertainment meant looking into the sky. And so, you gained a greater appreciation of your environment without any distractions by looking and really looking at what's in the sky and really looking at nature and noticing how things shift and compare and align up and how things change with the seasons and modify with time. So I think we don't have the best appreciation of what life was like 200 or 300 years ago, for example. I think that, I just imagine 1,000 years ago or 2,000 years ago when the pyramids were being built, that, you know, people seem to understand alignments a lot better. And when you think that the curvature of the earth was determined by looking, you know, from the bottom of a well, and, you know, things like that, it's very interesting to see how an appreciation of our world has come through insight into just an appreciation of nature. So I think there's some fascinating things out there. I don't know whether some of the really weird stuff was, you know, created by ancient astronauts or aliens, but, I just have to chalk that up and shrug my shoulders, and because I don't have the answers, and I can speculate as much as anybody, but that doesn't mean that I'm right.
You did make one point here, that it was more likely we had E.T. in the past than maybe now. Do you feel then that the force behind the UFOs is all or mostly gone, and that what we see today, maybe it's just misidentified conventional objects when it's not a hoax?
Well, that's a very good point. It is possible that, aliens visited Earth when, we were, still in the Stone Age, for example, which really wasn't that long ago when you think about it, because a lot of the Bible occurred in the Bronze Age. So that really, is not that long ago if you put it in that context either. Given that, we were talking about thousands or millions of years, maybe aliens visited us when, where Homo erectus was just starting to manifest. I said, we're going to come back in about 5,000 years and see how they're doing. And, maybe they're due to come back any time now. Or maybe it is that they are, have come back after 2,000 years or 3,000 or 5,000 and said, let's keep an eye on them a little bit more. Maybe we'll abduct one for some experimentation and, put their earrings on backwards or on different ears or other people just to see if anybody notices, like John Mack had suggested. Maybe we will actually come out and reveal ourselves someday. In fact, this whole thing of disclosure, when you think about it, it's actually up to the aliens, not to us, right? That if the aliens really wanted us to know they're here, regardless of whether the government was keeping anything from us, I think we wouldn't have any choice if the aliens decided to do it.
That's the thing that's so worrisome here. If we have aliens, why aren't they making themselves known? And then you have to be suspicious of people who claim to be in contact with so-called space brothers, with air quotes, or higher beings, equal air quotes, because they're not interested in contacting anybody anybody famous. It's the farmer in Wisconsin so he can try some of their lousy pancakes.
Just come to Sedona. There's dozens and dozens of people that are in close personal contact on the etheric with all kinds of beings, Zeus, the Arcturians, the Pleiadians. The list is endless.
How do you know if somebody says that I'm in contact with the Pleiadians, how do you know that it's really the Pleiadians?
Well, my point exactly. I'm being facetious here.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons why I moved. I couldn't take it anymore.
Get away from those Pleiadians. Oh, boy.
Yeah,
it's like, all night and they smell and, it's just, oh.
Well, if you're in a spaceship for 5 years and you never took a shower.
Well, yeah. Well, The Martian, the movie. Great movie, by the way.
Very good.
Very good.
Loved it. Matt Damon's one of his best. I thought he was really good in it.
He's gone back to playing Bourne again.
Yes, yeah. People
really
loved the movie but didn't like Matt Damon. Who knew,
Well, of course, they had Jeremy Renner played another one of those characters.
He's back at the Bourne franchise, as they call it.
The Bourne franchise is back with Matt Damon and one of the original directors and producers. So they're trying it again. I guess when they try to have this other Bourne character, again, the Jeremy Renner, who's also in Mission Impossible and The Avengers, to make him a similar or more powerful character, it didn't really do that well. It did enough, I guess, to make the investment.
I liked the movie. I thought it was good. As a kid, was a huge Ludlum fan. So I thought they've really done a good job with the Bourne stories. Of course, the last couple, I think, were written by ringers because Ludlum died, but oh well.
Listen, look at James Bond. Never ends.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's the next Bond? It's going to be a woman, I heard.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be a woman. It might be a black Bond. It's funny, the guy who currently plays Superman, Henry Cavill, allegedly was second runner-up when they hired Daniel Craig. The problem was he was in his late 20s at the time and too young. But now, of course, he's in his mid-30s, and maybe after another 5 years of flying around as Superman and doing all that horrible exercising to build up his muscles, he'll make a decision, I'll become Bond. Of course, he did play Napoleon Solo in the remake of Man from U.N.C.L.E., which went
nowhere.
It did. Yeah. I liked it, though. It was kind of a cute movie. Anyway. Why are we talking about this?
Why are we talking?
I think they should have a transgender Bond or a transsexual Bond just to make it really Interesting.
Chris Rutkowski is not going to answer that, I don't think.
No, no.
With Gene and KK, you're in
the Paracast.
If you're fascinated by UFOs, ancient aliens, archaeological mysteries, ghost hunting, Atlantis, and any other paranormal topic as we are, be sure to check out apmagazine.info each month. Since 1985, it has presented the latest research by top researchers like Andrew Collins, Brad Steiger, and many others, and contains interviews with such leading personalities as Jacques Vallée. Click on one of their banners and check out apmagazine.info. As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So you see, after the pro bono proctologist scenario, it's getting crazy. All right, let's talk about abductions here a little bit. Bring people up to date.
Yeah. Chris's favorite subject.
Amongst all the sightings you're collecting in recent years, much abduction activity anymore?
No. In fact, Although I have to admit, the latest batch, the 2015s, I would have to say that there are probably a half dozen to a dozen reports. And these are reports made to established groups. A lot of the abduction cases you hear about are through abduction researchers, who've been studying them and they've been regressing them and so forth. But to actually make an abduction report to MUFON or to Peter Davenport or UFO Info and organizations like that, I think that's quite interesting too, to suggest that it's really becoming mainstream as well. If it hasn't been mainstream already, but just imagine putting your name to this type of thing and putting it on a form and then sending it into an organization. So I think there are at least, maybe a dozen or so that I saw in my quick glance through the reports as I'm going through them. Having said that, of course, the problem with abduction research and the abductions that I used to investigate quite heavily is that it does take a lot of time. I mean, you get a UFO report in, somebody sees a triangle flying overhead, you can go to the person's house, you can get triangulation measurements, you can get an idea of how big it is, you get them to draw a picture, talk to neighbors and so forth, you check with airports, you check with, this sort of thing. It's an interesting case that has a certain structure. But if someone comes forward and says that they believe they've been abducted and it's been ongoing since they were a child and, it's happening, quite regularly, that's a case that involves a lot of time. If you want to work with a clinical psychologist or a clinical hypnotherapist, it may take several regression sessions or several therapy sessions before you get to the actual hypnotic regression points, if that's the direction you're going to go. So it has to take a place over a course of several months. And, of course, as you progress, there's going to be more, abduction experiences being reported and so forth. So it takes a lot of effort to investigate. I think that's the UFO reporting themselves, if the reports themselves and the sightings themselves aren't investigated well, just imagine how much more difficult it is for the average field investigator from MUFON to handle abduction investigations. Yeah. So the problem is it takes a lot of effort on the part of investigators to study such cases. Now, back in the, I'm trying to think now, late 80s, early 90s, I think it was, when I actually facilitated an abduction, a support group. I had received some minor training. I was my minor's in psychology, so I knew the clinical psychology department members quite well at the university. Took some training in doing some therapy. Worked with individuals who had come forward because they believed that they had been abducted and had experiences. But it was done very much like any other clinical group that one would encounter, like an abuse group or a Gamblers Anonymous. There were strict guidelines on how to communicate, how the group had to run, no crosstalk and all this sort of stuff. And it was done in a very, very clinical way. And after about, I think, 5 or 6 months, I realized that the group was actually better off running itself without my involvement. So I actually withdrew from working with the abductee support group, and it continued for a number of years after that. I think that's probably one of the best ways to go about this, is to have people of like mind working with one another. The danger there, of course, is that if people are delusional, as some people have suggested about abductions, having them feed off or encourage one another's delusions is definitely not healthy. So I would, strongly recommend that clinical psychologists be involved with abduction research. It's hard to find people, willing to take them on, not just people who have taken courses in hypnosis and believe that they themselves are contactees and they're going to help other people. I think the problem is that there are other symptoms that may mask as contact. I had a number of people in the abductee support group. One woman I remember who had been raped. The abduction memory was a mask for that event. And there was another person who was very depressed and actually attempted suicide while the course of the investigation. And when you get into things like that, for me, that says hands off. That means that it's outside the realm of UFO investigators and abduction researchers, and might rightly be better treated and studied by clinical psychologists or psychiatrists. Not because the people themselves are crazy, whatever that means. We try not to use those terms, but because whatever trauma has occurred, they're not dealing with it appropriately or don't have the capacity to deal with it. And so they do need some medical help and professional help for dealing with these issues. And for that reason, I try to get people who have had come to me with abduction experiences to go to their own doctor, to go to a clinical psychologist, simply to help them resolve issues regarding anxiety, depression, trauma that may have occurred in their lives and so forth, because I think that's the best avenue. I think it's important that, in terms of medical advice, the first rule is first do no harm. Well, what does that mean when you come to abduction cases? What does that mean when it comes to contact cases? People who are convinced that aliens are watching their every move and directing their every move and so forth. Is there another way of handling it? And is there a way of doing it in a humanistic, in a very humane way of treating the individuals? Again, not that they are somehow mentally ill. In some cases, that may be true, but simply because it's a way of dealing with people who really do need help, and they need professional help in dealing with experiences in their lives.
Question I have, though, is are traditional mental health therapists equipped to handle this kind of case? Because we're dealing something here that may be beyond the ordinary, because someone who believes, for whatever reason, they're being abducted by E.T., that's just not a normal case, and I would assume they'd be regarded as maybe being a little crazy?
Absolutely. In fact, that's one of the problems, is that the abduction phenomenon hasn't been studied enough or taken seriously enough by clinical professionals. Having said that, there was a paper, I'm thinking at least 30 years ago, maybe 40 years ago now, that was published. I think it was a French psychiatrist who was his theory was that people who believed in UFOs were psychotic. And,
oh boy, let's get into that in our next segment.
Okay.
Some people think I'm psychotic. I'm Gene. He's KK. He's Chris. You're in
the Bearcats.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that
by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Well, if you think I'm psychotic, listen to that voice again. Go back to the previous segment and rewind and listen to that voice. Okay, so this guy you're talking about, Chris Rutkowski, thought that these people were psychotic.
Well, yeah, his theory was that people who see UFOs and so forth are somehow delusional. So what he did is that he did a survey of psychiatric institutions there with the idea that if people are delusional because they've seen UFOs or the other way around, that the psychiatric institutions would be full of people who believe they've seen UFOs and had been contacted by aliens. And lo and behold, he found very few people who are institutionalized, who were talking about aliens and so forth. Now, that was a number of years ago. I don't know how that would reflect now, but what that says to me is that proving that theory false suggests that there's more to it that's going on, that perhaps it's more common, maybe it's more mainstream. Perhaps people who see UFOs and believe they've been abducted are highly functioning, and they can pump gas or type in a secretarial pool or teach at universities, even though they believe that they've been abducted. Does that mean that they have a mental illness, or does it mean that there's a real phenomenon going on that needs to be studied more and is simply manifesting. I mean, if you look at the numbers and the percentages of people who have depression in our society, or who have, you know, experienced trauma in their lives and are still highly functional, would it be surprising if abductees or contactees fall into these categories of highly functioning individuals who in every other way appear normal? Maybe normal itself has to be redefined, that it's common for people to believe they've been abducted and contacted by aliens. Does that mean that the contact is really existing, or is it simply a matter of this is what some people are like? I think there's an amazing amount of research that could be done by people wanting to take a look at this. I think there's dozens of doctoral theses and postdoctoral theses waiting to be done in the field of ufology.
Does that imply here that we're all just a little bit crazy, and sometimes that craziness becomes more disturbing than other times?
Again, you know, I know John Mack and a few others and David Jacobs are trying to make the case that there's no psychopathology involved with ufology when it comes to UFO witnesses and abductees. I don't know if that's necessarily true. I mean, Blackmore, made the case that UFO abductees did not display any overt psychopathology, that they were certainly normal in every other way. And yet, if you read John Mack's books, you know, he had case after case of people who had been traumatized, who had been marginalized, who had been abused, a number of years later, had some abduction memories. So I think that there is still a lot of research that needs to be done. There was a classic paper on, I'm trying to remember some of these, the scientific papers that have been produced. I know Jenny Randles did some work in this regard, too, about people whose belief systems are, so strong that, when they encounter a refutation of their beliefs, they grab onto their beliefs even stronger, refusing to accept the fact that their beliefs were somehow wrong.
Well, then can we say, because this is following, that almost anyone who reports some kind of paranormal-related experience, UFOs, ghosts, whatever, may have some kind of pathology involved? Because that's the implication.
I think some debunkers would like to say that, but I don't think that the evidence, the scientific evidence and the medical evidence bears that out. What we can say is that, people are interested in some very fascinating things these days, and there's a fine line between genius and insanity. When you look at, individuals who are very, very intelligent are often very interested in some very unusual things. I think Stan Friedman himself looks at some of the polls that show that the more education you have, the more likely you are to believe in UFOs. I think the fact is that sometimes people who are highly intelligent, are open to this possibility, that they are flirting with what is impossible, because that's the way that advances in science are made. In fact, there have been studies to show that, sometimes dream states and working where you're sleep deprived and so forth actually helps the creative process, because it allows the brain to go off in different directions, and then you can come up with ideas you wouldn't have if you were in a very structured environment. So it's actually good that people are coming up with interesting ideas about UFOs and ancient astronauts and theories like that, because it's a way of thinking about our world in a very, very different manner. Like I mentioned, maybe we have to redefine what's normal in this society. Maybe people who don't think about UFOs and our place in the universe are the ones who are a little less normal than the rest of us.
Or is our conception of reality so fluid it's hard to define?
Well, reality isn't an illusion. It just seems that way. Old joke.
To some people, it's a nightmare.
I'm just waiting for the middle-aged housewife from Sudbury or from Burnaby or outside of Montreal to go, "Yeah, I was abducted in the aliens. They did my nails. Check this out." And there's like some weird 3D hologram that's, embedded in the... I'm just waiting for some physical evidence. I mean, come on, give it up, guys. Or whatever you are.
Well, who was one of the debunkers used to say, how come the abductees never come back with a towel from the Mars Hilton or something like that, or an ashtray, They never come back with something like that.
Well, maybe they don't have towels there. They use hot air or something.
Well, or and the debunkers would be, you know, full of that anyways, so.
Well, I'm not going to touch that one. That's an MC Hammer.
Yeah.
You can't touch that. That's a little rough.
Before we get too rough here, and we have a segment and a third left with the show, do you think there's ever going to be a final answer to this, or is this part of the process of discovering the universe where it just keeps expanding?
You know, I couldn't have said it any better, Gene. I think this is part of the process of discovery of who we are. You know, asking the questions, it's the only way to really get any answers. If we didn't question our reality, if we didn't question, you know, how things are, you know, we wouldn't make any progress whatsoever. Being complacent is not the way to make some kind of progress. So I think that wondering about UFOs and our place in the universe is good. And I've made the point before that, you know, it's good to have an open mind, but not so open that your brains fall out. It's good that we think about all this possibility, but you know, there are some, you know, I hate to say limitations because we try to avoid limitations like it's a bad word, but there are some limitations here that if you accept everything, then truth is never going to come clear. If you question everything, then you're going to be frozen without any ability to move in any particular direction. So there are some ultimate answers. There are some ultimate truths, and it's being you know, in a place to appreciate those limitations that will make us get forward. I mean, the fact that we are talking via Skype, which was developed, you know, in a certain programming language, you know, making use of electrons in a very creative manner. It's just nothing that's willy-nilly. There are specific ways in which the program works. There are specific ways in which the technology works so that we can actually communicate and so that people on a train traveling between Philadelphia and Pittsburgh can actually listen to us.
You know what? We get into that situation with my son on his travels, but that's too complicated to explain. Chris Witkowski is trying to answer the questions of the universe. With Gene and KK, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is Micah Hanks of the Graylin Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So I gather from what you're saying, you don't think all these people who say, we got to have disclosure, the governments know the truth, we have to sit back and let them tell us, you don't think that's going to happen?
No, I really don't think that's going to happen. You know, first of all, you know, my own experience in Canada is I do get a lot of the cases. It's unfortunate that in the United States, for example, we do have this black hole between 1970-ish and the present when we don't really know what is being reported and experienced in terms of military UFO reports and the general population. But through the work of MUFON and Peter Davenport and Brian Vike and others, we have a good idea of what is being reported internationally. So we know the UFO reports are definitely occurring and occurring in greater numbers every year, according to the studies like ours at the Canadian UFO Survey. Now, does the government have, you know, secrets? Yes. Does the government have more information about UFOs than we know now? Yes. I think it's established. You know, we just have one example of the United States post Blue Book has a lot more information about UFOs. But does that mean that they are keeping a secret that the aliens are really in contact with us, or that, you know, that they're helping our technology and raising our consciousness and
right, that we have a treaty with them and
yeah.
We're allowing them to abduct people and mutilate cattle in exchange for technology trade-offs.
I don't think we can actually say that. And anybody who says that, they know that for sure, is just, you know, talking out of their hands, because we just don't have that information. And I don't think the information is there. Now, does that mean that we should stop pursuing it? No, I don't think so. I think that, you know, the way we find out about some of what's going on in our world, you know, the reality behind, you know, who shot bin Laden and so forth, comes from diligent journalists, from a public outcry pursuing some of the questions that are that need to be answered. So I think that it's still worth pursuing, although I'm not sure that the million tweet march or whatever it is, and telling Congress to hurry up and to picket and all this sort of stuff, I'm not sure if that's the way to do it. I suspect that it would be more effective in other diplomatic ways. I don't think that raising the public consciousness about UFOs by constantly posting things and sending out more tweets and Facebook posts and things like that, I don't think that's the way to do it. There are many things in the universe that we don't understand, and I think it's worth studying. At the same time, as people are puzzled about what's going on with regard to UFOs and disclosure, I'm fascinated by some of the aspects that are going on in the scientific community right now. The fact that we've filled up the last line of the periodic table is, I never thought I'd see that in my lifetime. The fact that there's a possibility we're going to be landing on a comet again, or trying to corral a comet or an asteroid. To me, that's fascinating. And for gosh sakes, if we actually do get our act together and, send a small crew to Mars, those are the steps that I think will really advance our civilization, because
got to be done.
It has to be done. It's the next step in our evolution. And whether that begins the Galactic Club or not, I don't know. But it's something that needs to be done.
Now, are we in a situation here where possibly the discovery or the possibility of discovering all these presumed Earth-type planets will lead us to the realization about the fact that one of them might harbor intelligent life, or more of them, or billions of them?
I'm not a fan of the whole CD program necessarily, but I think the search for exoplanets is quite interesting. And we're just a matter of months or years away from the discovery of a planet that is really like our Earth. I mean, we have super Earths and super, super Earths and things like that. But we don't have anything that is really like our Earth in the habitable zone around another star. But it's coming. Even though Kepler, took a holiday, there still is enough data out there, and there's still new discoveries by other instruments that I think that we're going to be finding another Earth, fairly soon in astronomical terms. And to me, that's exciting. Because at least we'll have a starting point for saying, the Beta Pictoris system has a planet that's exactly like Earth. It's exactly the same age. It's had the same evolutionary path. Maybe that's where we could start really looking for life and focus our attention on those particular star systems. And for me, that's really something, because that could be the stepping stone for ufology. Because we hear a lot about Pleiadians, which doesn't really mean anything to me, because the Pleiades is a group of stars that aren't really close to one another. They just happen to be in the same plane and so forth. So what does that mean, that they're from the Pleiades? It doesn't really mean anything. Arcturus is too large of a star. This type of thing. But if we can say that, there might be life on this particular planet around this particular star, I think that it would mean a little bit more to ufology than a lot of the sheer speculation about traveling across the cosmos telepathically and so forth.
Well, that's one way to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Saves energy.
Or download your consciousness into some kind of machine.
I'm sure that Steve Jobs is going to do that.
Well, that was a theory in some of the sci-fi novels I read, where if somebody wanted to go to another planet, he would upload or download his consciousness to a clone or some kind of duplicate, and that separate individual would experience the visit, and maybe they'd merge later on, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think James P. Hogan had a series like that, where it was our avatars that actually visited other planets, not actually us. And, that makes a lot of sense, because, if it's prohibitive for us to travel to Mars, maybe having a virtual trip to Mars that can be shared by everybody on Earth simply by logging in, hey, maybe that's the way to go.
Well, if we can transfer all the sensations, other than, of course, not being able to breathe with no atmosphere.
Well, at the Consumer Electronics Show that's going on right now, virtual reality is it. And there's tactile gloves for using inside video games. We're probably just, just a matter of years away from full body tactile suits, and how that is going to change with the computer interface, it's anybody's guess.
Well, several of our regular guests at the Tech Night Owl Live, my other radio show, are at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. So next week, not this week, but next week, we kind of hope we'll have something about that. We're in the middle of a torrential downpour, ladies and gentlemen, at the Paracast studios, at least my studio, if not Chris's. Chris Rutkowski, please tell our listeners where they can find more of the stuff that you do.
You can find my work on the Canadian UFO survey that I do with Jeff Dittman at survey.canadianuforeport.com. And my blog is uforumufo.blogspot.com.
You can find us, if you look at Twitter, we're known as The Paracast. We don't get a lot of action on Twitter. I don't think people really care about talking about us with all those celebrities busy doing stuff. We have two official Paracast fan clubs over on Facebook. Don't ask me how that happened. I think one is a group, one is a community. That's the difference. And if anybody can explain that to me, well, you know, we'll get together for a couple of years and figure it out. We also have The Paracast Plus. Yes, we do. We just got another show transcript, by the way, that will be posted in a few days, possibly by the time you hear this episode. So here's how it works. Paracast Plus, you get the ad-free version of this show where we knock out 41 minutes of the network ads and we give you better audio quality. We have the After the Paracast podcast, and sometimes it's PG-13. That's happened occasionally. We also have show transcripts. We've got another one that is right now being processed and will be up in a short time. We have our first video at the Paracast video channel. You get all this stuff, all these goodies, if you subscribe to the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com. You can subscribe on a month-to-month basis, keep it real cheap, annual, five-year, lifetime. It's exciting. It's the way to go. And there's lots of fascinating conversations about all the extra features that we offer exclusively for the Paracast Plus. Check it out. Plus.theparacast.com. Plus.theparacast.com. Chris Rutkowski is one of my favorite guests. That's why we have him on every so often. We're going to meet him at the International UFO Congress in the Phoenix area in just a few weeks. If he sees me, he'll run away, but that's another story. Meantime, thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.